Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Simi Valley in California is the, well, he's the OG when it comes to taking a gun and drawing out of it as much as he possibly can. And he also trains a few people you probably heard of. His name is Karen Butler from Karen Tactical Innovations. Good afternoon, sir.
Good to see you and be on the show again, Bill.
So
I can't see you, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's radio. So yeah. It's good to have you back. One of the things, and let's talk about this. You have a background in competitive shooting, but when I watch you shoot at Simi Valley, it sort of makes me sort of think that it would be one of those, puckering moments to face you, because you can shoot at every angle, and you can shoot from the hip, you can shoot running, you can shoot moving, you can shoot going away, you can shoot laterally. All the things that would make you an effective gunfighter are present when you're doing this. Is that all based upon your competitive career, or is this just what makes you uniquely who you are as far as the training?
I mean, a big part of that is it. I mean, you know, I got into guns very early in the 70s, actually, and Dirty Harry kind of got me into it. That movie was so awesome, and I just loved it, and I got 44 Magnum when I was a kid, and a Python, and Colt single action armies, and 1911 series 70s, all the fun stuff. Then they all got stolen, and then it's a long story, but loved shooting and followed all kinds of shooting, and I just thought the combat shooting was to me what I really like, to be the fastest and best at taking out bad guys as fast as possible.
Right.
Watching Ross Seyfried and Mickey Fowler way back then, and then I started, you know, seeing Rob Latham coming up in the 80s and super legend, and ended up becoming really good friends. And then I kind of waited a long time to get into it. I was waiting on a gun to get built by this gunsmith, Bruce Gray, and a lot of issues happened. By the time the gun was built, which is hilarious, is like, because it was like early 90s, and the 45 compensated 45 was all the rage, with like Michael Plaxico shooting it and all these guys, and I gave them a Series 70 45 to get built by Bruce, and you know, by the time it was done, you know, a lot of personal things happening way back in those days, the P9 was all the rage, a high capacity 9x21 scoped pistol, and then I ended up getting a 2-port comp 45. I'm like, oh, and it didn't work. It was a mess and all that stuff. So I ended up getting it rebuilt by then. It's like, hey, I've got my BlackBerry, but the iPhone 14's out. So I was held off a long time. I had to have like the gun. I needed a custom gun. And that was a mistake. So I went to another gunsmith and gave him all this STI stuff to build me. And that never happened for over a year, which was a blessing in disguise, because I ended up just getting a Glock 45, a Glock 21. And went to my first match in 1994, and I did make a futile attempt with that 45. So it was like an origin story,
right?
And that was a mess. The gun didn't work at all, and it was just horrific. It was and then somebody recommended ammo from a guy down the street. We loaded this 45 ACP loads, a 155 grain bullet at 1500 feet per second. I'm like, what the hell? Nuclear fireballs coming out like Robocop's gun, and the gun seized open at one point on the stage. It was just like, it was this horrific attempt at competition. I quit. I was like, this is not what I dreamed of. So then later I got a Glock 21 and just threw myself in a match with it, and came in eighth out of 114 people. I'm like, holy crap, I got this big Chonka Rama Brock Lesnar looking pistol that holds 13 rounds. You guys got STIs that hold 18 rounds of 40, and I'm shooting a big 45. I think I could do something here. So then I got a Glock 22, but it was very vicious and violent 40 cal, but at least held a few more rounds, and I got the Glock 24, and that was the one that I loved. It was a, 18 round 40 cal. It did kick a lot, but, back then we had to shoot real calibers, 45, 40. Nowadays, everybody just shoot 9mm minor like crazy, and it's super fun and easy to deal with, but it's not like back then. And the power factor back then was really hot. It was 175. Now it's 165 and 160 in Europe. So long story short, it's a super long, dumb story. I got the Glock 24, ended up winning limited division, beating all the 2011s. And because that clown gunsmith never finished my 2011s and actually wrecked them all, long story, it's a whole other origin story, I was able to become the first ever grandmaster with a Glock and did it in a year, which no one's ever done before. And then finally I went to 2011s just to take it to another level, but I spent the first year or two shooting a Glock, and it was fun because you're the underdog, you're not expected to win. And then at that same Southwest Pistoling match, I shot the Glock in the unlimited division where they have full-on race guns, 29-round magazines, scopes, compensators, the whole thing. And I just shot it as a warm-up match to shoot the limited match the following weekend so I could win my limited cup championship, which I still have held since 1997.
Right.
And I shot it just a warm-up and ended up results coming out. And then I was at the Nationals in, I think it was Reno, and everybody's like, who's this new guy? Because I just came on the scene. I had long hair, like some heavy metal guy from Motley Crue, whatever. And they're all the top shooters were Todd Jarrett, Rob Latham, and Max Michelle was a kid back then. Everybody's talking like, who's this guy that beat everybody that had race guns with a Glock 40? It was pretty hilarious. And it helped, helped me build my career and get a reputation. Then I thought, pistol's super cool. But I started seeing three gun, and my friend Kirk Hyatt's like, you got to try three gun, and he threw me in a three gun match, and I did terrible with the shotgun. I didn't know how to load it, what I was doing, but I ended up railing the pistol stuff and the rifle stuff, and won the match. I'm like, holy crap, I can figure out this shotgun stuff. I'm in a rage, and then a year later, I won the Nationals and all that stuff. So it just, I like three gun because it's being the best in the world with tactical, realistic guns. To take out zombies, bad guys, whatever you want.
Sure.
Pistol, rifle, shotgun as fast as possible from bad guys from 2 feet away to 750 yards. So, and one mistake, you're out. So I did that for, 25 years or so, and I really love it. I do it now and then, but, not like I used to.
Well, I mean, now you've got other things to keep you busy. I think the establishment, I think you're fairly established, so you probably don't need to worry about that. I did see... Not too long ago, I saw you go head-to-head with Michalik, and I think you shaved him by 2 trigger pulls. I'm not sure. I was just watching it, waiting to see where this was going to go, because, Michalik has got, like, that bionic trigger finger, and I'm not going to say you smoked him, but you won.
Well, look, he's a legend and a great friend. We shot together for when I very first started three gun. He would shoot unlimited division. I shoot TAC optics, so we're not head to head with each other.
Right.
So we're kind of rooting for each other all the time.
Sure.
So
that
was a three gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a three gun nation match to go to Vegas. Whatever. I got lucky, and we were shooting guns they provided, so it's not like our stuff, and it's harder to shoot like just some box stock. I don't know what it was. It was some kind of a. James Bond's gun or something, and some of the right, I don't know, they're okay guns, but I was able to do that. I got him twice doing that and stuff, but my goal was like him and Michael Voigt, who's not with us anymore. He's one of the greatest shooters that ever walked the earth, Mike Voigt, and his wife still shoots, Maggie Reed. She's wonderful.
I'll tell you what, hang on right there if you would. I want to hear the rest of the story coming up on the first break. Terrence's website is TerranTacticalInnovations.com. He's built guns for everybody. He builds guns on a daily basis. Lots of people run his stuff. It is a beautiful... running one of those guns will make a believer out of you. You'll be singing the Monkey song, I'm a Believer. Talking to Terran Tactical, Terran Butler from Terran Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
DesantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American Made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tactical Innovations, that's the website. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. You were telling me a story about Mr. Voigt that I had to interrupt you because of that crash break we had to go to. So,
yeah, so long story short, in competition like the Oscars would be the USPSA Nationals and three-gun Nationals, all that stuff. So I wanted to win the Pinnacle, which the three-gun Nationals, the best in the world at all three guns, pistol, rifle, shotgun. And one tactical division, and I've won limited division, and there's only one division will be left, which is unlimited, and that's been sewn up for years, taking turns between Jerry Michalik and Mike Voigt. They were winning that thing. Only one guy ever got past them over that 25, 30-year period since the match was invented was Bruce Pipe one time got in there. So everybody had tried to take them out. Nobody could beat them. They're just the Unlimited is basically anything goes. That shotgun can have a 14-round, 16-round tube on the end of it,
right.
Mag-fed if you want. It can have scopes, optics, bipods, a pistol, 30-round mag, scope, compensator, the rifle, two or three optics, lasers, and everything in the world on the stuff. And so it's anything goes, Buck Rogers City. And I had shot tactical forever because I like more realistic guns. You can't have scopes in a pistol, short magazine, realistic guns, carry guns, standard, military type rifles, one optic, that's it. Can't have stuff all over the place. Not realistic stuff. So, what Unlimited is. It's just out of control. So,
right.
But I wanted to get the Triple Crown, which is to win all three. Which is winning heavyweight, lightweight, middleweight, whatever,
Sure.
So, my first time at it, I didn't want to do the stick fed shotgun thing. If you ever watch a video, it's annoying and can't stand it. And I wanted to go with a mag fed shotgun. And back then, none of them worked. It was a dream to have a Sega that worked. I had three different guys build this gun. It was worked all day long in practice, go to the first nationals, it jams like crazy, I'm super pissed, next time jams again. Third time to try to take these guys out, I did win, still with a stupid 20-second jam, but I was just having the best match ever on top of everything else. And I did it a couple times, and I just wanted to break their streak, because it was just nobody could do it, so I got very lucky to pull that off. And then after that, Hollywood started knocking on the door,
Let's talk about Hollywood knocking on the door. Before this, it seemed I was aware that with some shows, with crews, for example, they would hire some people. And I think with Miami Vice, they probably hired some people and everything. But up to that point, most everything that you would see on there would be very cringeworthy whenever somebody would be manipulating a handgun. Who was the first one that came to you and said, "Will you teach my guy to look like he knows what he's doing?"
It's hard to know who the first one was. The first real one is the John Wick, franchise, John Wick 2. But other movies, I've done training for the movies here and there and stuff like that. Nothing that it didn't stop my shooting career. When you do things, you got to focus. Because if you're a UFC fighter, once they start going Hollywood and, they start doing the 18 movies or whatever, then they get knocked out next. It's really hard to maintain winning all the championships in three gun, because three gun is so detailed, it's insane, compared to just shooting a pistol match or just a PCC match or whatever. So when Hollywood came, the first bunch of movies and stuff I did, The Kingdom, whatever, it wasn't that distracting, wasn't that big a deal, did a bunch of different stuff. But then when the John Wick thing happened, it was such a game changer. Because I had started a company, so that was part of it. And then just taking guns in a movie to another level was exciting to me, because winning stuff for 25, whatever, 30 years, it's super fun. Every win is amazing. But when something totally different and new comes along, it's like that first win when I won the first nationals the first time.
Right.
And being in the theater and sitting with everyone and seeing the guns pop up and the action and just, And just the people, everyone's liking, seeing the actor going next level. Because we tried to do some guns for Miami Vice, which you mentioned earlier, and Michael Mann, and we're doing all this stuff, getting these guns ready, pushing Infinities to be in there. And everything ended up on cutting room floor, and it's super disappointing and bummed out, all the amount of work you put in, all the customizing, everything. So in this case, Chad Stahelski, who, directs John Wick, he's on the range with me. He went to competitions with me, first director ever to do that.
Right.
And shoot him. We're driving hearing about on the Matrix. He's a stuntman for Keanu, how he, the rail car scene, he fell, got smashed and broke bones and all this stuff. So it was really awesome. And his detail on what he wanted for the movie just took the movie to another level, which changed Hollywood. It carpet bombed Hollywood to wake up. It's like when grunge just wiped out the big hair bands. Everything
right.
changed. Every actor wanted to not look like a buffoon. They didn't want to be trolled and insulted. And Keanu set the standard. And still, his standard is still the number one. A ton of actors, and they're freaking amazing. But he's put in more time than all of them put together, and that's the difference. Some of them have some crazy natural talents, but, you know, if they don't put the time in, they're not going to get to his level.
Right.
And people see it on the screen. Canton Monkey does everything with CG and, you know, car chases and stupid just stunts, whatever. They see he's really doing this stuff. And it's not just the guns. It's the fighting, the action. Obviously, he's not going to get hit by a car. That's Jackson Spidell, his stuntman, or Vincent pulling down the steps. But he does 98% of whatever he can get away with. Without, you can't wreck your actor and have him out for 6 months, like, you know, Tom Cruise jumping across the roof and, you know, making it impossible, and have the whole set shut down or be, you know, wrecked. So, so it changed my life, that movie. And I, you know, I'm still working with everyone on all their projects and fun stuff like that. And every movie, it's like I got to level up to something better than before. Or another style of weapons and training and everything like that. So it's been a really wonderful experience. And to see, like, the directors who interviews talking about Three Gun, Keanu talking about Three Gun. So Three Gun's small. It's not a big end-of-the-world thing, but it is a very elite, special thing of the best in the world. The guys that shoot Three Gun are the deadliest weapons handlers in the world. There's nothing even close. And they also, all of us have trained military and law enforcement. Michael Hoyt was training all the top military schools and everybody out there and stuff like that before he passed away. And they get their styles from Three Gun and multi-gun shooting.
Right.
So it's cool to see movies like acknowledge it and to have, you know, this go, you know, worldwide that this is, he's three gunning. You know, John Wick has some kind of a history of three gunning somehow, because he's doing all the quad loading, the tactical, you know, weak hand load. Transitions. Everything that I've done in Three Gun is transcended into each movie.
Yeah.
And what the cool part is that it moved along in the process, because when I did John Wick 2, I was still loading the weak hand shotgun load, which is more tactical and realistic. But then when John Wick 3 came along, did quad loading, which is not as realistic. No one would do that in real life, but it just made the audience go, what the hell is going on? What is he doing? It's so crazy.
That's a sleight of hand thing. It looks like a magician.
Yeah.
Hang on for me right there, if you will. We're coming up on the next break talking to Taryn Butler. He runs Taryn Tactical Innovations. He also trains the people that you see on the screen to make them look real, except if you watch the way they train, they don't look real. They are real. By the time they get done with what's coming out of there, they have developed a skill set that is a real, tangible thing that they have a hold of. And once you get it, if you can hang on to it, it's a good thing. Taryn Tactical Innovations is the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants tried to break through border barriers on Thursday. Footage depicts a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing on Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to those high mortgage rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Taryn Butler out of Simi Valley in California. He runs Taryn Tactical Innovations. One of the things that, now I've seen Aaron Taylor Johnson out there at your ranch, and they're saying he's going to be the next James Bond. Is he going to come to you again?
It's so funny you call me. I'm in the middle of doing an edit we're going to post today of like the last 10 years he's been here training.
Yeah.
It's cool to see Bond coming into this already. Insanely good with all weapons. So he's done it for all of his movies. He's a really nice guy, wonderful person. And it was exciting. I was rooting for him to get the part. There's a lot of other guys up for the part. But I'm just really glad that it looks like it's going to be him.
Well, I mean, he'll be a believable one because, he's an incredibly athletic young man. He seems, but like you said, he's also a really, really good actor.
Yes, he's really good. You remember he was Kick-Ass. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Character too. He's just in bullet train. So I'm excited for the Bond franchise and we'll see how it goes, I never say anything until I know it's a done deal and stuff like that. So there's nothing lamer than going like, hey fam, I got something great around the corner and then,
I understand, but I mean, I'm sure that whatever the foundation that you've put with him is going to stay with him as he goes in there And most of the time Bond is always just messing around with a Walther PPK or something. He doesn't.
I know.
And maybe he can actually bring a weapon that would be a fighting handgun into play and everything. And maybe it'll say Combat Master on the side of it. I would be tickled to find that. But
I'd look at a Walther and see about doing something to it, so we'll see.
Whenever Taryn does a gun, he tells his guys to make it sick.
Yeah.
That's what he says, make it sick.
All the designs on it, I do myself, so I don't like hand off anything to anybody. We just did the thing with Canic, and that's become way bigger than we expected. I think they sold in one day 20,000 guns during the SHOT Show post, so... It's really going off the charts. Everybody's got, and the thing is affordable. It's under 900. It's under $1,000, $950, and you can get it pretty quick. They'll be out next month, and anybody can get one, you know, without waiting at all, probably. So it comes with a lot of quick stuff. So.
With John Bernthal, now I've seen him out there as well, and now he's the Punisher, but he was also in The Accountant, where he played sort of a mercenary type and everything else. Did he come to you for the Punisher, or he came to you after the Punisher?
And he was coming before the Punisher, and we've become very good friends, and for pretty much everything he does, he comes out and trains for with me. They're doing The Accountant Part 2, so that's going to be really, really good. So you have to put that on your guys' list. That's going to be freaking raging. So,
yeah.
I'm excited for it. I love the first movie. I like, you know, realistic action and stuff like that. That's going to be super cool. But it was fun is that John and James Bond were here together.
Yeah.
So, it was a fun thing. And
I saw that clip of them together that time. I saw that.
And they both showed up with curly hair. Like they don't have curly hair. They were like some part they were doing. They both rolled in with curly hair. It's kind of funny. So, but they're both really good. And they kind of, what's fun is when you get two actors pushing off each other a little bit, like it's like a mini competition. So they were pushing each other to actually, they went better than they normally do because they were trying to outdo each other, but in a fun way. And I kind of, you know, I put a little competition mindset in it and push them to do better and make it fun. And then I thought I would have two Punishers out here. I had John Bernthal and Thomas Jane out here.
Right.
That was really cool. I'm trying to do three of them with Dolph Lundgren. Back then, I was just going to do those two. I was hoping to do four of them, but it was very sad that one of them passed away recently. So, so there's three left. So, it was fun. It's fun to do those kind of mashups and fun to have the actors kind of push each other.
Thomas Jane in his Punisher movie, he was doing he did a draw when he shoots John Travolta that sort of reminded me of Bob Mundin.
Yeah, he did like a little fun hip shot, throwing a shot. Travolta. And I love that movie. It's really good. I was hoping they'd do a sequel. They did do a thing, go to YouTube, there's
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I love that.
And there's a really fun little story that appeared when they both came to the range at the same time. They both brought their kids and they started talking about stuff. And I don't know if anybody knows this kind of, I'm like a movie weirdo. I know a lot of stupid stuff. And so Frank Darabont, who did the movie The Mist with Thomas Jane, you'll notice you watch half the cast of The Mist is everybody from the first season of The Walking Dead. He also did Shawshank Redemption. He's a hell of a director, Frank Darabont. So he did The Walking Dead, but Thomas Jane was supposed to be on The Walking Dead. And he ended up doing a thing called Hung on HBO. And John Bernthal ended up being on The Walking Dead instead. So it's kind of interesting that the one Punisher, by not getting a part on The Walking Dead, started the career of the other Punisher.
Yeah. I can imagine there's a lot. I like the backstory behind movies too. So that's always entertaining to hear about that stuff. Now, females, you've had a few females come through that have trained and used the skill set in the movies. Halle Berry is who would you if you had to get out there and say who surprised you the most? Who would it be?
I think you nailed it already. Now, Halle Berry, because she put in the time, also because the 8711 and the Wick franchise and the Wick people, they know that it's worth putting in the work for the fight training, for the car training, for the action weapons training, that the audience is going to see that. And you can't just do everything green screen and monkey dust everything.
Right.
And Halle put in a ton of time and, you know, she got injured a few times. She told stories. She broke ribs with certain, you know, training and stuff like that going on and doing a lot of gun related stuff. You break nails, you hurt fingers, you get burnt with brass, you get, you know, little things going on. So, but she's put in so much work and kind of like Keanu, they're both very like, they don't quit till they nail it. They're not like, oh, that's good. No, let's go on. They're like, no, one more. So her, and then and I'll throw in one, my fiance Tatiana on Bosch Legacy did the most raging action sequence I've ever seen. So if you watch Bosch Legacy with Tatiana Gaidar on season one, she comes in last three or four episodes, she shreds the place and it's crazy.
Are you engaged, Taryn?
Yes.
I did not know that. I saw she did something the other day. I think that was her. I watched a video of her doing something where she like kicked the gun up into her hands, and then she just went wild, going left, right, center, walking out into the range, coming back around. And she's a martial artist as well, right?
Yeah, she does everything. Now she's learning to fly helicopters and motorcycles and archery, and she's like super well-rounded, and she's just doing her career, and she helps in the classes, and having her help me is tremendous because she adds another style of teaching people things. Like, well, I might get a little frustrated with somebody, like, work on a reload. She'll come in and intercept it, and she'll tell it her way, and then they're doing better, or vice versa. So together we're a great team. I have a great team of shooters also with JR and Alicia and everyone else, Megan that helps, and Christiani and Jennifer Irene. I have great people that help us, and we just do our best to make the actors look the best we can. And being a movie buff as a kid and watching everything, it's exciting to see like your gun starring in a movie, like the Pit Viper, that scene, it was pretty awesome. And I go back to watching Dirty Harry getting the 44 Magnum and different movies like that.
Yeah.
But I'm very blessed that, God has let me, get some moments to do that, do things like that and have these guns. And these are not just weirdo guns, like something from, on Starship Troopers or some gun that's just a...
Hang on one second. We're going to talk about the guns because I want to talk about the guns. Got to talk about the guns. Taryn Butler, he runs Taryn Tactical Innovations. If you want to take a look at what we're talking about, the guns are there as well, the ones that are available to you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. It's been a while, but I've been talking with Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations, and now we're going to talk about the guns, because you are the OG as far as I've seen a lot of guys that made a gun like yours, but I know that you're the one that started that trend. But you, because I never realized this until you told me this earlier in the show about Dirty Harry and his 44 Magnum, you understand that the gun can be another character in a movie when you're designing these things, don't you?
Yeah, and that's what's good about some of the movies I work on, is they understand that too. And, you know, nobody wants to watch, you know, Fast and Furious or driving an 84 CRX or a Honda Accord or whatever. They want the most state-of-the-art cars. And, you know, James Bond has to have the most state-of-the-art, you know, equipment, things like that. It makes a difference, you know, with Aston Martin or whatever. You're not going to just have just some box stock junk, you know, armory stuff, but that's how it works though. Lots of times the armors, they want to rent some junk, whatever, they want to fight you on things. And so when you have the actors and directors step in and be like, look, we see the value in this. Like, what would these movies have been if you just went and just your generic junk? Give that to the bad guys getting shot and rolling down the stairs. But, you know, the audience cares. These kids, they're seeing an action movie. They want to see this stuff. They want to know. It's been that way forever in movies. And I want to offer stuff that's not just cool looking, whatever, which these guns look amazing, is that these guns have won the Nationals. Like, John Wick's Pit Viper won the Nationals before the movie even came out.
Right.
The two-gun Nationals, Max Lee Grandis. So having these guns being real guns, that, like, it's like a car that wins, you know, the Indy 500 with Lewis Hamilton or whatever, championships and things like that, the best car, motor, you know, all this stuff. That makes a difference versus just, this gun looks cool. And we get a lot of stuff, people ripping off our colors of our guns and designs of guns, or ripping off the nose-shaped cut of the Pit Viper and Sand Viper. And one thing is, like, it isn't always a movie that makes our guns popular. The Sand Viper came out with no movies. It's not in any movies.
Right.
And it was the hottest selling gun we've ever done. The color was part of it, and just everything about the gun was amazing. It is the Pit Viper in disguise, because the movie took longer to come out with COVID and all the stuff going on, that we did release the Pit Viper with a different name and an optic on a different color. And the gun went crazy, and we can't keep them on the shelves. What's annoying is a lot of companies start ripping off your stuff. But it is what it is. You know, you get to deal with it. But we, you know, people still want the originals and want the best stuff out there.
Now, one thing I can attest to, because I've seen it, I've actually photographed it. Your guns, the way you build your guns, the way you set up the slide and take the weight off the slide, and all that stuff. All of that is designed. The Glock 45, the first gun that Taryn did for me, I've got a picture of it side by side with another Gen 5 Glock 19. at the same point, because you can tell where the round is, because the explosion is the same. The Terran tactical gun has already gone back and is back in battery and is in focus, where the other gun is still a blur because it's still moving. All of your setups are actually all based upon some scientific design that I had heretofore, until I made that picture, I had not ever considered that before.
Well, this is what it is. Coming up and shooting, so long ago in the 90s and all through till now, is all I cared about was winning and having the best equipment on the planet. Whoever I had to go to, build it, design it, do it in my own garage, I was doing that. I'm on the range shooting, say I'm getting the three gun, shooting the AR-15. You don't just take a regular M4 and go to a match. You have to tune the gas system. You got to lighten the spring. You got to lighten the buffer spring. You got to lighten the bolt carrier. Design a compensator. Back then, you didn't allow compensators. So these details, even when Mike Voigt came, it made me realize, like, I kind of know what I'm doing. When Mike Voigt came out, who was doing this way before me, he's an absolute legend, and I gave him advice on how to make his rifle shoot softer, I was like, dang, I kind of know what I'm doing. So same thing goes with pistols, all the guns, shotguns, every little detail on these guns. People might not know what's going on, but they shoot softer, they shoot more accurate, they shoot flatter, they're easier to reload, they're easier to hang on to, the grips feel better. All these details make massive difference to win competitions. It all of it adds up. And all of that is not now just me doing it from my personal guns and maybe Chris Perez and his guns, who was my best friend in shooting back then, and other people like that. It ended up becoming something I offer to everyone. You just take the gun and go. The frustrating thing for so many years is you could not just get a 2011 and go to a match.
Right.
You could have one hand built by a guy for 5 years. By then your career is over. You get this gun for a safe queen, but you couldn't get one, or else you buy an STI, then you rebarrel it and change the hammers and sears and all the junk MIM stuff and China trash out of there and put in extreme engineering parts and fix the gun, or you buy an Infinity, but the barrel shoots like a paintball gun. So you got to change the barrel. You got to change the hammer. All these things, I wanted someone to pick up the Pit Viper, the Sand Viper, the Alpha, the Combat Master 2011, and you can win right now. And it's been proven. They all take it, they just go with it. You don't got to change all this stuff in it, rebuild a gun that's already built. You don't want to buy a car, now I got to get a new engine in my charger, I got to get supercharger. It's just done. It's ready to go. The mags hold the right capacity. Everything's ready to go. You don't got to grind down the beaver tail, refinish the gun, and get rid of the memory groove, and pin the beaver tail, and fix the safeties, and all that misery. It takes years. The gun is just exactly like what you can tread with, and I'm using my matches to this day. I just recently became the first ever 9-time grandmaster in history, so that was pretty cool, and I'm old AF, so it's very lucky to pull that off. So I'm offering that because I know it feels good, and I have grandmasters around me and shoot for my company that, also know what feels good and what makes these guns shoot great. And I want the customer to get the best gun possible from me. I want these are the best guns in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, interesting story. I talked to Taryn, I think, at an NRA event, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, well, the Glock is the greatest gun known to man. So I got one, I couldn't make it work, and that was after I'd had open heart surgery. There was a little short circuit between my hands and my brain. And I called Taryn after I got this one and basically threw it down into the woods and lost it forever. And I said, I had a gun, and you told me it was the best gun. He said, oh, no, they're the best gun after I work on them. And that did turn out to be true. That did actually turn out to be true. But, one thing we haven't mentioned is how much they weigh. When a gun comes back from you, your guns are very much lighter. Even the Glock 34 in the copperhead that I've got is a very lightweight gun, easy to carry. Easy to carry.
Yeah. Well, you want to take weight off of the slot. You want to leave all the static parts heavy as you want to leave them. But for carry guns, you want to be light. But also, when you lighten the slide on a gun, the gun shoots softer. There's less reciprocating mass. When it closes, it doesn't dip. You can run a lighter springs. You can pick up the gun and rack it easier and not fumble and cause a double feed and get wasted. So all these little details make the gun shoot better, easier to operate, and make everything better.
Well, it certainly does that. The probably the most surprising of the guns that I have is the Glock 20, 26. the combat carry. Because, I mean, that thing just shoots like crazy. When I carry that gun, I carry 33-round magazines as a spares because I'm not afraid for that to be the gun I'm carrying.
Oh, gee, that's awesome. I have that, too.
So
I put a base set, I get 36.
One of the big tactical base pads.
Yeah. What I just put on my CCW recently is two more guns. I got the new California 365 became legal, which is awesome. We have those in stock. They're cool. Great little gun. You can also make the grip longer and add more rounds with the mag guts internal kit, which is super cool.
Right.
Company doesn't know me or nothing, but I like it. You take a SIG and bump it from 10 to 12. You can bump it from 12 to 14. It's got a flat wire spring called mag guts. Those are freaking awesome from 365s, but I also love the 43X. But the problem is you don't love it the way it comes from Glock, because Glock won't give you a 15-round magazine, which I don't understand. I have some friends of mine that just quit working for Glock because of the frustration of dealing with some of these guys. But Glock should have offered their own 15-round magazine, not to buy it from these other aftermarket companies.
Right.
Then have to buy the MagCatch from Vickers, because the MagCatch from the other companies don't work with their mag.
Right.
So you got to go to three different places to build your burrito. So I'm going to go to Taco Bell, In-N-Out, and Taco Bell, and,
well, hold on.
Chipotle. And
we're running out of time, but I know that you're making my taco for me. I got a 43X, and I got a macro coming from you. You got to come back when I get these guns so we can talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, those would be totally raging. Once you get those dialed in, they are freaking awesome.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Terran Tactical Innovations. The innovation part is the main part. I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.